Hi, this is Paul Ingram, and you're listening to the PainSci Updates podcast, where I read blog posts to you, like extremely small audiobooks. Today's post is about the block and burn treatments, which are various methods of numbing or destroying nerves, some combination of injections of steroids or anesthetics into muscles, joints, or epidural space, or radio frequency ablation of nerves, which basically cauterizes the nerves, the kill it with fire method. The techniques are part of what is formerly known as interventional pain medicine, which has been a major medical option for spinal pain for many years now, with a lot of rearranging the deck chairs as the underwhelming evidence slowly piled up. Now there's a major new review by Wang et al. For IPM for all chronic spinal pain from occiput to sacrum, a British Medical Journal clinical guideline paper by, not sure how to say this name, Bus, is based on that review, and it has been a hot item on social media. Very hype, such viral. And the guideline's bottom line? Well-informed people would likely not want such interventions. Yeah, kind of saw that coming. Many doctors were not amused. Get a load of this number. 34 medical professional societies got together to demand retraction, which catapulted the science news to the top of my priority list because, wow, that's a lot of medical societies. They all have serious concerns, that's a quote, serious concerns, about how those cranky conclusions were reached, and demanding retraction certainly makes their concerns sound very serious indeed. Okay, so they've got concerns. What they do not appear to have is evidence supporting their profitable practices. The concerned doctors mainly cite their clinical experience and their personal opinions of the evidence. They're always positive trials to cherry pick, of course, and they do. But the whole point of this meta-analysis was to evaluate the evidence more rigorously than that. And so the objectors, no matter how big and fancy the choir, no matter how haughtily they can harumph, mostly come off like they're fighting the progress of evidence-based medicine, sour grapes from the people who make their living selling these treatments, always with earnest good intentions, no doubt. And I mean that. I'm sure they do have good intentions. This is obviously where I quote Mark Crislip, the three most dangerous words in medicine, in my experience. This is an old story, and it's a story that strongly fits the pattern of surgery's lateness to the EBM hurdy. Surgery, The Ultimate Placebo, an excellent book that talks all about that. This news would fit right in. It could have a chapter about this, and it would be a perfect addition to the book. The guideline authors had a polite but firm response to the call for retraction. Quote, if some clinicians believe that they can correctly identify patients with chronic spine pain who will benefit from interventional procedures, we believe that they should undertake high-quality sham-controlled trials to provide evidence. As we note in our guideline, such evidence would alter our recommendations. I love it. I love the tone of that. Because of the seething contempt and irritation underneath it, at least that's what I imagine. So here's my less diplomatic translation. Nice try, but that's not how this works. You're all kidding yourselves if you think you can reliably identify the right patients to use these treatments on, even assuming that they exist. But if they do, and you actually can, then put on your big boy pants and try science, because you shouldn't have any trouble proving your point under properly controlled conditions. Now, should you? Or does your voodoo break when there's a statistician nearby? Wake us up when you've got actual evidence. There are reasonable arguments for the judicious use of blocking and burning with informed consent, despite significant evidence of absence. Even the strongest evidence is never the whole story, and this evidence, while thoroughly discouraging, is not the strongest we can imagine, and there is some absence of evidence going on here too. more study is actually still needed in this case because what we have is neither uniformly negative nor good enough quality. For instance, the evidence on radio frequency ablation, which is arguably the most important member of this category, is rated by Wang et al. As very low certainty. We can and should do better than that, and I find it kind of bizarre that radio frequency ablation has been around for, I don't know, 30 years or something now. I believe it was started by Bogduck in the 90s, and it's kind of incredible that we don't have adequate evidence on that. It's unlikely that better trials will bring better news. It usually goes exactly the other direction, but they might. There is a chance that there is still something worthwhile in interventional pain management. And it's also possible that the best doctors might even be better at finding that benefit. But none of those reasonable responses, they are reasonable, but they don't justify calling for the retraction of papers that report on the evidence we have so far. I have updated my free 3,000 word or so article about block and burn with this news. And that is in turn an excerpt from my books about both neck pain and back pain, and both of those have substantial free introductions. Links in the web version of the post, of course. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.